touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. Why not? Blow them open. What do you think about this? A couple of things today. You know, the city of East Lansing continued to extend their ban to a farmer that lives in a different county from showing up at their farmer's market, costing him a tremendous... It's the biggest farmer's market in the region, so they're punishing a guy financially for what he believes and what he does in his backyard. The hotline, by the way, is 888-900-9966. That's 888-900-9966. You can catch all of these interviews, whether it's Kelsey Harkness from the Daily Signal, John Legato. Was he terrific or what? Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, we'll have him back. Absolutely. We're working on him right now for next week. Yeah. No, John Legato was terrific. 23-year veteran of the FBI, a special agent who just told us James Comey committed felonies. James Comey committed felonies by sharing that material with his buddy that was specifically intended to go to the New York Times. And as John Legato just explained, whenever he took notes, if he took notes on toilet paper, it was the property of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, period. So James Comey's notion that somehow it was just his personal recollections about his personal conversation with the President of the United States, but he wanted to take those notes specifically because he was concerned. And if an FBI agent is concerned, that is clearly a matter that is the property of the Bureau, therefore the property of the government, and therefore disseminating that information would be a blatant violation of the documents that you sign when you join the FBI to never do that. Secondly, if it's classified information, even though Comey's friend now says, well, it wasn't marked classified, doesn't matter. It's Comey's job to know, as the director of the FBI, it is his job to know what is classified and what is not. It is his clear responsibility. And disseminating that information, just because James Comey didn't write classified across the top, doesn't mean it isn't. Same conversation we had concerning Hillary Clinton. When she tried to say, well, didn't say classified. Doesn't matter, Madam Secretary. It's your job to know what classified is and isn't. And now, how many memos were actually leaked? Was it one? Or was it four? Or was it seven, as John Legato just suggested? How many of these memos were leaked out there, and to what effect, and to whom? And would you put the guy in prison? Because I would. I mean, there's no question that this guy, if it is concluded, that if he willfully, with malice aforethought, decided the right thing to do in an effort to injure the president politically, or more, criminally potentially, if that was his intention, was to damage the president any way he could, if he was venal enough to go after the president in this way, then he should be held to account. The question is, will he be? Loretta Lynch not held to account. James Clapper, we know, has lied before Congress now because there is no consensus of 17 intelligence agencies. That's clear now. CNN continues to use the narrative, though, that all 17 intelligence agencies concluded the Russians had meddled with the American elections. Simply not true. They were not all involved. They may have just signed off on it. That may have happened. But as far as all 17 agencies investigating the Russia collusion connection or allegation, as it were, no, sir. That did not happen. Meanwhile, there are things going on that are affecting positive change in America that you don't hear about. Let me give you an example. President Donald Trump's crackdown on undocumented immigrants. We call them illegal aliens, by the way, because that's the legal term. But I want to make sure you understood, undocumented immigrants are illegal aliens. The crackdown by federal agents is scaring some of those families back to Mexico. According to well-placed and knowledgeable sources in Pueblo. Yes, in Colorado. According to news reports, federal immigration custom enforcement agents have been told to detain any illegal aliens they encounter, not just those with criminal histories or those in jails. The ramped up enforcement has reportedly led to numerous people in the Pueblo area being arrested by ICE agents. One of those people, Benito Rubio, died in a Denver hospital. Sources report that some undocumented families have left the area for Mexico rather than run the risk of having a parent arrested or even sentenced to prison for immigration violations. You see, it's working. It's actually working. Let's go to the hotline. Mike is on in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the conversation.
Hi, Steve. Your show this morning has exposed a couple things. First of all, the Republican Party, the great GOP, is now known as the Gutless Party. And as far as the FBI is concerned, they've been turned into nothing but the Keystone Cops, period. It is a joke. And as far as somebody unmasking information about an opponent in an election, let's go back to Barack Obama when he was running for the Senate, when he had a judge open up the divorce file of Ryan, his opponent in Illinois. That was a crime.
A sealed divorce file,
Mike. A sealed divorce.
To embarrass him.
So when I hear Mr. Warner on the news from Mark Warner from Virginia say, I'm troubled.
Yeah, yeah. He's troubled,
all right. American people are troubled.
Disgusted, more accurately. I'd have her hold for a minute longer, if you would, Alex, because I want to get her a little more time, get her wound up, get a little more coffee into her before we put her on the air. So we're going to take a couple of more phone calls right after the break at 888-900-9966. One of your favorites is coming up. She'll stand by. Don't worry. 888-900-9966. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.